Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Okay, we've been trying to help you out here over the last little while, giving you a variety of different home hacks. And listen, that's what we're there for, Rob and I. And he missed it Tuesday, and he's missing it again today. And he's going to be sad. I hope he's listening in, because there's some absolute classics here. Firstly, we'd mentioned last week the putting the dishwasher tablet, the value of dishwasher tablets, and putting one in your washing machine to clean it out. This works a treat, I'm telling you. Put one in, hot cycle, tried it during the week, cleaned out the machine. Loads of people saying the same. The other one was the bunched piece of foil to clean the barbecue, or indeed wire racks. Or get yourself a frozen bit of whatever brand of washing up liquid you use, frozen into an ice cube tray. Take out the ice cube tray and rub the ice cube on the racks in the oven. Everything comes off straight away, right? Also, brass, looking to clean that. Ketchup is your only man. And if you have made yourself, you've been listening to us the last couple of weeks talking about baking soda and how amazing it is, and white wine vinegar. If you don't like the smell of vinegar like me, you can infuse it. So if you put it in a bottle, a spray bottle, an empty spray bottle you have, you could put like lemon in with it or mint or something like that to try and get the vinegary smell away. I'm going to try this one, see if it works. I don't know if it will, though, because the vinegar is so strong. But anyway, I'll try it. This week, we are talking shoes, right? Those white runners, Converse, whatever it is, you just dug them out, so you need to clean them. We've spoken about baking soda, 3 tablespoons mixed with the same water. Get yourself a toothbrush, give them a scrub, like new. Honestly, I tried that one. Half a cup of white wine vinegar, half a cup of water on a cloth. For salt stains on your shoes, give them a gentle buff with the cloth straight away. If you've got suede shoes, a lot of people use suede spray, you might not have any. If you don't, you can buff off the stains with a nail file. Got little bits and bobs, you need to get rid of them, get the nail file and just buff them off. And then if you do have any protectant spray for suede, put it on at the end when all the stains are gone. Polishing leather, no polish, no problem. Moisturiser on a cloth. Watched a video of this morning, I was like, wow. Obviously, the oil in that brings out the best in the leather. So a little bit, you won't be using any of your, you know, your creams that you got as presents. Didn't pay for yourself, but you know yourself. End of the laces on your runners, sellotape to keep them together when they start getting frayed. Just wrap a little bit around to keep them intact. And my 10-year-old gave me a home hack during the week. Delighted with himself he was. I was writing on a whiteboard and I used a permanent marker, being the Egypt that I am. And I tried to rub it off, and it was permanent. Sharpie, in fact. And he said to me, it's okay, Mum, if you get the actual whiteboard marker and draw over the permanent marker, makes it easier to come off. I did it, and it worked. He was delighted with himself. And now I am. Passing that on to you if you didn't know. And if you're looking to fill in those scuffs on your black patent heel, if you're ever going to wear heels again, black pen. There you go. Get it and fill in the little bit. Scuffs on the heels that we all have when we even wear those shoes once. That's it. Any more, please get them into us. We'd love to share them with people on 087 77 11 103.